I can't believe, Apollo said, staring at the commercial playing on the 40-inch monitor in Clavier's townhouse, that it's the 2020s and we still have to watch ads. It can't be helped, Clavier said. Capitalism comes for everyone. Workers of the world unite, and all that. A touching words from a frontman slash prosecutor. Good for him. I'd figured Carl had passed the bar, but I didn't know he'd gone pro. What? You know. Clavier took another sip of his drink, a rich stout that Apollo had stolen a taste of when Clavier had gone to the bathroom during the last ad break. I don't, but whatever, Apollo said. You couldn't find this streaming? Eurovision streaming? Clavier asked, laughing, and then offered a shrug. Actually, it might be somewhere, but it's not like I have every service. It was an honest question, but fuck me, I guess, Apollo retorted and leaned back against the sofa. The furniture completed three sides of a square around a plush carpet and held, on its corners, small drink tables that folded inwards like university desks. He finished his own IPA, which was pleasantly bitter. Don't be like that, Clavier said. I know this is a new cultural experience for you. Don't patronize me. Apollo checked to make sure that Clavier wasn't still holding his drink and then thwacked him with a throw pillow. Clavier giggled, or at least chortled in a tenor. Me? Patronize you? Never. Just because I don't watch the campiest competition ever made. Don't act like you don't love it. Also, wait until we get to Ireland, Clavier said as the show returned. They're always a contender. Then he made a shushing sound, which, considering Apollo hadn't said anything, was a dick move. Germany performed. Their song was repetitive and too heavy on the guitar for Apollo's own tastes, so of course Clavier loved it. Deutschland! Clavier yelled when the song was over and downed the rest of his stout. At least the place was well soundproofed. Are you done? Yeah, Clavier replied and turned towards Apollo, wearing a giddy grin. His eye caught the light overhead in a warm sparkle, the entirety of the expression so genuine in its joy that Apollo caught himself. It wouldn't kill him to let Clavier like something. They were pretty good, he conceded. A lot of energy. Clavier beamed, and even Apollo's own argument and desire for friendship couldn't stop the new flare of confrontation rising in him. Sure, he was prone to argument, it came with the job. But the German team wasn't that good, and Clavier didn't need his arrogance fed further with all of his adoring fans and shit. Sweden was still better, he said, and turned back to the TV. The playful atmosphere in the room shifted, like the air itself was magnetized. Apollo, Clavier said evenly. Say that again. What? Apollo turned to meet him and saw the same smile from moments ago. But now there was steel in his eyes, a conflicting animus. He wasn't wearing his bracelet, so it wouldn't be clear what tells were worth his focus, but nevertheless felt a compulsion dart his gaze across the other in search of the eccentricity. The flush on Clavier's face, the sweat shining on his forehead, the dilation of his eyes, all explicable from the excitement of the show. Gray eyes stared back at him and barely moved in their focus. Clavier paused the show. Say that again? He repeated, and Apollo heard, in his tone, the goading anticipation of someone eager for an argument. No, an altercation. He smiled grimly in return. Sweden was better. Apollo barely got the words out before Clavier lunged at him from his position on the couch, grabbed his shoulders, and shoved him to the floor. It was clumsy and only worked from its surprise. For all of Clavier's bluster, Apollo hadn't thought he'd actually try anything. Apollo hit the carpet shoulder first, tensed to avoid smacking his head against the ground, ignored the flash of relief on his friend's face when he did so, and threw his weight forwards to retaliate with a shove of his own. Clavier stumbled backwards and allowed him a few seconds to get to his feet. They tussled for a while. It wasn't a true fight, more like a wrestling match, a show of strength, as each of them traded efforts to subdue the other. I thought you'd be an easier opponent, Clavier panted. After the fourth time, Apollo jerked out of his hold. You're, stronger than you look. Thanks, Apollo said, and ignored the sweat that dripped down his back. Clavier seemed less irritated than earlier. Apparently, he'd worked out some ennui. It could also have been the alcohol wearing off. Whatever. They weren't done sparring. After all, neither had officially won. So Apollo, as a coup de grace, took advantage of his friend's temporary inattention and tripped him with a knock to the shin. Immediately when Clavier hit the carpet, Apollo pounced, pinning his arms to the floor and, with a knee to the stomach, prevented his escape. Clavier stilled. For a few beats, he said nothing. Apollo felt, again, a phantom pang around his wrist and reflexively tried to look away or apologize. Sorry I keep staring. I can't control it. Or, admit that I won and I'll get off. But the reflex happened too quickly for either reply. His gaze zeroed on Clavier's shortened breathing and on his eyes, which flickered with the same energy as before. Only much more, enough to fill the room. The current surged through Apollo's heart and lungs, dried his throat, and, oh shit, he'd misread the tension from earlier. Apollo, Clavier said gently, alarming, since the easiest out would have been a friendly concession. This was far too tender for such an escape. Yeah? You feel it too, yeah? The room's tension current had ignited a fire within Apollo. A negative answer was dishonest. But the impulse wasn't particularly wholesome. Uncut lust would have been one thing, but this was different. An unsavory mix with the desire to overpower. A bully's impulse. A villain's. It was a heat that affected his mind as much as his body and guided him towards antagonism. He leaned close to Clavier's ear. Be more specific, he muttered. Feel what? Clavier shuddered. Apollo felt the motion in his hands, still gripping the other's wrists, and in the points of intersection where his body straddled the other's. Only straddled, the knee he'd used as a pin was now on the floor, since Clavier was too tall for Apollo to converse with and restrain simultaneously. Clavier wasn't really under Apollo's control then, because he could easily sit up, even leave, restrained only by a mediocre wrist hold and, through the growl in Apollo's voice, the illusion of danger. The illusion was good enough. Even this little bout of dominance would make a meal for the dark within Apollo, for the angry fire smothered and relit every time he held his tongue and every insult he weathered. His job was ultimately reactive. A defense attorney, it was in the name. A good day was one in which he and his client endured their trial. Anything more proactive was exceptional. And he had many good days since he was skilled at his job, but sometimes it got to him. The perpetually back-footed nature of the profession, and he yearned for, oh, he wanted, a chance to retaliate. What, he repeated harshly, do you feel? This is really doing it for... Ah! Clavier started, then yelped as Apollo licked his ear. The reaction fed the building fire in his gut, and he wanted to push further. He tilted his head to meet Clavier's eyes, and now they were close. They were so, so close. Yeah? Apollo asked, and, in answer, Clavier leaned upwards and kissed him. He was good at it, too. Good enough that Apollo had to free Clavier's hands to brace against the ground, to prevent collapsing in his distraction. Immediately, Clavier snaked his hands under Apollo's shirt and ran his fingers across the skin of his back. With how eagerly the nerves in his body responded, Clavier may as well have caressed him with live wires. When they broke for air, Clavier looked at him with a dopey-eyed grin. Apollo wanted to retort, but realized that he didn't trust his voice to hide how hard he was breathing. He gave his friend a bit of space and sat back on the carpet, leaving the other to lean against the sofa's footrest. Good, Clavier said. I was hoping it wasn't just me. What tipped you off? Clavier chuckled, and they stayed in amiable silence for a moment. I wasn't expecting you to be so aggressive, he said eventually. I wasn't, Apollo retorted. Not that that was a strong argument. He'd definitely wanted to be. Perhaps not, but we were only kissing. Yeah, after a tussle that you initiated. Clavier hummed and gazed back at him, and for a second Apollo felt transparent. It made him nervous to be so observed, but he couldn't decide if he wanted his friend to press the issue or give him the benefit of the doubt. "Yeah, but I'm glad I did. It was nice." "They aren't incompatible," Apollo interrupted and winced. He rarely hung out with people outside of work, and Clavier's presence had dislodged a cork in his throat. It was a good thing his friend apparently had a saint's tolerance for rudeness. "What aren't?" "That you want to wrestle or get out your stress or whatever and my aggression, since that's what they were calling it." "Ah," Clavier replied simply. "So you do admit it." He smiled. It was not the most evil smile Apollo had ever seen. That distinction went to his brother. Christoph valued control above anything else. His expressions had been off-putting in how they'd reflected only what was tactfully intended. Clavier's expression wasn't evil in the same way. His smile was the opposite. Too emotional. Fervent. The desire of a supplicant about to be sacrificed. The ferocity lasted only a moment before reverting to something more normal, but took Apollo's concentration enough that he hesitated on his reply. "I guess so," he settled on.
"That's convenient," Clavier continued, "because I liked it when you were, and you looked like you were enjoying yourself, too. It's a win-win."
"You weren't put off?"
"Apollo," Clavier said, "I trust you."
"Oh, that's..." Apollo started, suddenly overwhelmed. "I trust you, too."
"Good. So, no, I wasn't put off. Actually..."
"Yeah?
I wouldn't mind if you were, shall I say, more so?"
"More so," Apollo said, and a wave of heat pulsed through him from his core to his skin, cooking him from the inside out.
"Mein Gott, man, do I have to spell it out for you?"
Clavier's expression held more mirth than the combative words implied. It was, apparently, part of this game they were playing. Clavier did not need to spell it out for him. If anything, he needed to shut the hell up because he'd made his point. "Fine," Apollo replied, low and quiet. "I'll give you what you want." He stood and gazed down at his friend, relishing in the height difference and in the anticipatory expression levied at him, and held the contact until Clavier averted his eyes. "Go to your bedroom," he commanded, "and take everything off." He heard Clavier get to his feet and follow his direction, but refused to watch him. His authority had to be so obvious that he wouldn't need to check. Apollo found a few fabric ropes near the sitting area curtains and, on the restroom counter, a container of lube. It was strange that he wasn't more nervous. This was his first time with Clavier, as in, the friend whom he'd held a torch for since their first meeting a few years ago. Plus, he was trying something new. Dom sub-type shit, even if he hadn't thought through the details. And yeah, the lack of planning would also have made him nervous. But so far, the bullying shtick was automatic, even natural. Maybe too much so. He stepped across the bedroom's threshold. The overhead fluorescents were turned off, but a warm orange light flickered from a candle on a desk across the room. It was scented, subtle, clean, like a waterfall. Moonlight filled the rest of the room through a privacy-frosted window near the bed and revealed Clavier's silhouette against the headrest. Clavier wasn't wearing anything. His eyes reflected the room's candlelight as he watched Apollo cross the room. For a few moments, he remained quiet, which, compounded with their disparate levels of undress, created an air of vulnerability, a dynamic Apollo decided to stretch by waiting a while longer to take off his own clothes. Performance art was built from this kind of attention to detail, the combination of artistic choices that built into the desired story and effect. He approached the bed.
"Guten Abend," Clavier said, too casually. "Herr..."
"Don't finish that," Apollo interjected. "My name is enough. And I use the color system. Red, yellow, and green."
"Yeah, I am familiar. Don't act like I am new to this. Any of it?"
"No.
I'm a celebrity in my panties, and, German."
Apollo rolled his eyes, though the gesture was futile in the low light.
"Have you done this?" Clavier asked. Probably, but I thought I'd ask anyway."
"Sort of. I've had sex with a man before." Now that his cards were on the table, Apollo felt, for the first time that evening, a sting of nerves, This was a momentous shift of their friendship. Even if this were the only time he'd ever fucked Clavier, the stakes were high. He cared for him, as a friend, and maybe more, and felt a similar energy in return. One-night stands within friendships worked better when the friendship was more casual to begin with. Toying with power and dominance made this feel more personal than an average tryst, regardless. Clavier replied. Top or bottom? He topped, and before you ask, I haven't tried any of this, power play shit before, either. Clavier's eyes widened comically. Really? Yeah. Because you're good at it. Thanks. You must watch a lot of... Shut up, Clav, Apollo huffed to a laugh. The pause that followed was comfortable, despite everything. It struck Apollo that Clavier was subtly managing the tone of conversation, from his tolerance of Apollo's earlier rudeness to now, where his humor and flattery cut the tension. Considerate, but a touch manipulative. It begged the question of how many of his friend's statements thus far had been genuine, and how many were designed to get Apollo where he wanted him. Subtle manipulation or not, Apollo had enjoyed the evening so far, and Clavier obviously had too. His physical reactions could not have been faked. If the initial offer to hang out at his townhouse and watch Eurovision had been a ploy, it had worked. Good game. I can hear you thinking, Clavier said. Nervous? How much of this did you plan? You've been very charming, Apollo said. And apparently don't hide your lube in a nightstand. Clavier was quiet. It's fine if you did, Apollo continued. If I were uncomfortable, I would have left. You didn't feel pressured? Not at all. Good, because that wasn't my intent, Clavier said. But I'd be lying if I said that I hadn't hoped for, this before you walked through my door. You're an attractive man, Apollo. You are too, not that you need me to tell you. So I was, hoping that you would share my inclinations. Probably. I don't know. Whatever. I like you, though. Clavier nodded. By now, Apollo's vision had adjusted to the low ambient light, and he could easily make out the subtleties in the other's expression. I like you too, Clavier said. Maybe we could date? Yeah, Apollo said. Unless I die of embarrassment in the next half hour. Clavier smiled at him. His teeth and eyes gleamed in the moonlight. You won't. I think even your first efforts would work well enough. A match to kindling. Seems we're clear on everything, Apollo said. I'm going to re-enter this room, and that can be the official start of things. Sounds good, Clavier said, and Apollo left the bedroom. He perched on the sofa. Clavier had wanted him to be more aggressive, which was a mutual goal. Just the idea of it, though. Drawing blood, causing pain, weakening confidence. None of that held his interest. Less so, even. The thought he could injure his friend sent a cold breeze over the heat in his veins. Regardless, pain was less interesting than the broader act of dominance, which he could play with well enough. God, even the word sent a shiver through him. The goal was to avoid running out of ideas, and thus momentum, while in the room. Indecision was counter to the tone he wanted. Taking a few minutes to muse was also to his advantage. Letting Clavier squirm in anticipation was a sign of control, a subconscious way to claim that his own time was more valuable. So Apollo took his time to think of a few ideas, drink a glass of water, and check his phone's clock. Clavier might expect him at 10 past the hour, so Apollo turned off the hallway light and strode into the bedroom at 8:07, following his friend's a startled, wide-eyed stare with a piercing gaze. He roughly pulled off his shirt, tilting so the candlelight would catch his arms. Clavier recovered and hummed appreciatively. You must work out. Apollo bit back the automatic thanks on his tongue and nodded before moving to the headboard. Without a word, he bent down and grabbed Clavier by the chin, putting aside the white water rush in his veins the gesture invoked, and leaned in. Color, he muttered. Green, Clavier replied and swallowed. Apollo felt the motion in his fingertips. He nodded in reply, closed the remaining distance and kissed him, though that was too gentle a word for how he tilted Clavier backwards and ravaged his lips and tongue. After a moment, Apollo left his friend's mouth to, with a hand to his chest, press him against the headboard and conquer new frontiers of skin along his throat. A reprieve, Clavier's ensuing gasps indicated that Apollo's earlier incursions hadn't afforded him much air. Clavier was sweating, evident from how his skin shined from the candle's flickers and the steady glow from the window. Lust burned in Apollo's body like a furnace. Slowly, inexorably building in power, it felt really fucking good. Clavier's heartbeat pounded through every point of contact, fast, strong, like a drum fill. Maybe too fast. "Let me know if you need this to slow down," Apollo murmured and traced a finger down Clavier's sternum. "Before you pass out." Clavier caught his breath. "Don't worry about that. It's my, high metabolism. But I wouldn't mind going a little slower." "All right," Apollo replied. "How are you holding up?" Clavier laughed mildly. "I'm good, so I'm sure you can see. Enjoying the mood you set."
"I'm glad.
How are you doing?"
It took Apollo a while to reply. Good was an answer, but it was too simple. The reality was that he'd tasted something previously unknown to him, some dark aspect to his psyche that was paradoxically both indulgence and cure. He would accept his friend's request to go slower, but still try to sate more of his own desires, to make a meal out of this opportunity. But how?
"You're thinking again," Clavier teased. "Stop it."
"To answer your question," Apollo said, "I'm doing well."
"Would you say you're fine?"
"Damn it, Clav, must you bring that up now?" Clavier put a hand on his heart.
"You wound me. My friend won't let me joke around when we are having sex."
"Yeah, obviously," Apollo replied, "because I'm trying to be,
say it.
Fuck you, dominant."
"There we go,"
Clavier said, and flashed an easy smile. Holy mother, he was a bastard. But the combative anger that swelled in Apollo melded with the other energies roiling in his gut, adding to a cocktail on the edge of overflowing. "Break's over," he said, and the charge must have carried over in his delivery, because Clavier startled and his expression changed from teasing to anticipatory, bordering nervous.
"Okay," he replied quietly.
Apollo stood from the bed, straightened his back, and gazed down at his friend. "On your knees," he said, evenly, like the words were anything else. Clavier stifled a gasp and looked a little off balance, probably from the tonal whiplash, unless he was that turned on.
"What?"
Apollo grabbed him by the shoulders and shoved him to the side. Clavier stopped himself from falling off the bed, but stumbled on the carpet. Apollo kept his hold and forced him to the ground. "I said," he growled, low and dangerous as a chasm, "kneel." Clavier knelt. He muttered to himself on the way down, an unintelligible string of German with the inflections of a swear or several. "You know your place," Apollo continued. "I'm glad we understand each other." He moved a hand to his friend's chin, like earlier, and tilted his face upwards. Their eyes met. Clavier's were dilated, black as a starless night. "I need to hear a word. In English, if you can still speak it."
"Kvinn, absolutely."
"Same," Apollo replied, and moved his hands back to the other's shoulders. "Now, do I need to tell you what to do next, or can you figure it out?" The latter, since Clavier went to work removing Apollo's pants and boxers without another word. He leaned forwards and, holy mother, he absolutely had done this before, because the way his mouth moved around Apollo's cock reflected plenty of experience. Apollo stifled a whine and said, releasing the sudden pleasure in a gasp. He looked down to where Clavier was sucking him off and wished he hadn't, because the visuals, where they joined, and that Clavier's eyes were closed in passionate focus, were at least as good as the physicality. Compounded, there was no way he'd last long. The pressure built, pleasure cascaded in waves. Apollo forced himself to breathe evenly and gripped Clavier's shoulders, not so much to reassert control, but to stop himself from fucking his throat. It was a strong grip, but if it hurt, Clavier hadn't minded, and when Apollo ran a hand through and pulled his hair, it only spurred him on, masochistic little shit. The point of no return approached. Apollo squeezed Clavier's shoulders and pushed air through gritted teeth.
I'm close. Pull off if you want.
Clavier didn't. Instead, he doubled down, his motions faster and more intentional. Pulses of scorching bliss raced through Apollo and, with one final, intense burst, he came, his nerves singing a choir. When he finally opened his screwed-shut eyes, he realized, in a pleasure-drunk, vaguely depersonalized sense, that he was shivering and that his friend had done a good job cleaning the mess.
Apollo?
Clavier asked. He was still kneeling, expectant. Apollo snapped out of his delirium. Not that his body knew it, from how fast his heart was still racing.
Holy shit, Clav, he panted. If I had, known you were that good at giving head, I'd have asked a lot sooner.
His friend looked to the side bashfully.
I'm sure it's mostly the build-up, though I suppose you're not the only one who's said I'm good with my mouth.
It's a fact. Take the compliment.
You're being too nice, Clavier said, but thank you.
Apollo nodded and took a few moments to recoup until the adrenaline and neurotransmitter stew in him reduced. At least reduced enough to give him back his breathing and to stop his vibrating nerves. Not enough that he'd be satiated. Sure, he was less horny. His friend had done excellent work there, but not fully satisfied.
Wait. Had he just said Apollo had been too nice? Get up, he said. We're not done.
Clavier stood. Bed, he continued, on your back. Clavier laid down as instructed. Apollo took a moment to survey him, his curiosity, the obvious lust. Flushed skin, dilated eyes, dick at half-mast. Clavier looked more disheveled than Apollo had ever seen him, and, frustratingly, remained attractive.
Stay there, Apollo commanded. I'll be back.
He left the room and returned with the bottle of lube, which he rested on a nightstand, in the fabric ropes with which he bound Clavier's hands to the headboard. He tried to bind the other's legs, too, but the position was difficult, so he settled on trussing his feet together and tying the rope to the bedposts.
Green, Apollo said when he was done.
Green, Clavier sighed. He'd relaxed a bit since being tied down. A solvable problem. Apollo straddled him and took advantage of the other's revealed and welcoming skin to explore the places he hadn't yet addressed. He took his time, moving much slower than he had earlier. Torturous. Running his fingertips across Clavier's chest provoked a few stuttered gasps. Gnawing his neck and gently licking the result yielded a soft moan, and grazing Clavier's hip with his teeth made him twitch and jerk against the bindings. Apollo laughed meanly at that last one, but he couldn't deny being impressed at his friend's resolve. He'd dragged this out as much as he could, and Clavier hadn't complained a single time. He hadn't been that chatty at all, really, only responding with gasps and sounds except when answering a question in that little bit of German earlier. His composure had held. He hadn't begged for anything. Not yet. Apollo retrieved the lube from the nightstand, poured plenty onto his hand, and let it warm on his fingers. Clavier watched him, eyebrows raised.
What? Apollo asked.
You know how to...
Yes, Apollo said. He'd actually never been on this end of it, but he'd had this done to him a few times, and it wasn't exactly rocket science.
Why? Are you nervous?
No, I'm excited. I thought you were going to, repay in kind.
You think I need to touch your dick to finish you off?
Ah, Clavier said, eyes wide. I guess not.
One more thing.
Apollo leaned next to Clavier's ear, close enough to see him shiver.
Don't try to be quiet.
We'll see, Clavier replied.
The difference between agreement and neutrality was small, but it was the only resistance Clavier had shown so far. Apollo was about to ask if he was self-conscious about his voice, which would be weird for a musician, but whatever. He was about to, but caught a glint in Clavier's eye and the smile it reflected. The resistance was part of the game, and, when he realized that, Apollo wanted nothing less than total victory.
Green, he said.
Green.
Apollo, with one hand, pushed Clavier into the bed from his chest. With the other, he worked in his now-slick index finger. He did so gradually, by feel, and kept his gaze locked on Clavier's face, on his micro-expressions of discomfort, surprise, and desire. Clavier didn't make much noise outside of sporadic gasps when he nudged a tender spot or moved too abruptly.
You're holding back, Apollo said. Speak.
Make me,
Clavier said, his eyes flashing, and oh, fuck him and his stupid fucking cliché, and how it immediately turned a gear shift within him to its highest setting. Apollo added a second finger. Clavier tensed, presumably expecting rougher treatment, so he denied him the expectation, instead using a gentle touch, a subtle graze. Clavier squirmed. His skin was hot and damp where Apollo pressed him into the mattress. The bindings held, even as his friend's tensing legs and thighs strained the fabric. His shoulders, too. The little torque Clavier had was a pivot from his triceps. Apollo appreciated the toned musculature for a moment, the guitarist's arms.
Like what you see?
Clavier asked, not quite stifling a frustrated groan. Oh, you're gone, dude. You're fucked.
I still have some left in me.
Some what? Fight? Don't make me laugh. Clavier, to his credit, strained impressively against his bonds. Apollo exerted more force on his chest to maintain the position of his right hand inside the other. With how hard Clavier was trying to break free, keeping his chest down took all of his attention. I guess you're not wrong, Apollo admitted. A quick glance at Clavier's face, though, revealed the desperation in his eyes, and that his smile was, far from his easygoing usual, one of gritted teeth determination. It struck Apollo that Clavier's movements weren't just for show, but attempts to force himself further on his fingers.
Problem? Apollo asked, leering. Wouldn't you like to know?
Clavier replied, to which Apollo grazed something inside him.
Scheiße!
Yeah? Apollo stilled his hand. The lack of movement so close to, what, the prostate or a G-spot or something? Finally broke Clavier's composure. He glared at Apollo and hissed out a furious string of German.
English, Apollo taunted. Do you speak it? Fuck you!
Apollo laughed and did not give his friend what he wanted. Why should he? Clavier hadn't asked him for it.
You haven't told me, he said, putting a fake friendly tease in his voice, what the problem is.
A moment passed, Apollo still withholding the obvious pleasure, still restraining the other to the bed, when Clavier's expression shifted, defiance twisting to resignation. Delicious. Apollo wanted to capture that look and frame it on his wall, to bottle the victory swirling in him and savor it like a cognac.
Please, Apollo,
Clavier whimpered, and holy mother was it hot. If Apollo hadn't finished earlier, that would have done it. Since you asked so nicely, Apollo said, and went to town with his fingers, aiming for that spot again, and then to maintain a pace. He was done dragging it out. It didn't take long before Clavier's moaning and gasped German, unintelligible save for Apollo's name, quieted to broken breaths. He came soon after with a shudder, and remained lying on the bed, eyes closed and breathing heavily. Apollo untied him and toweled Clavier off, and used the bathroom before returning to the bed, where he lay next to his friend and softly stroked his hair.
That was great, he said.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good, Clavier replied.
He was still breathing pretty hard.
Wunderbar. You are too. No notes. I'm just still coming down.
Do you want to lie here for a while? Clavier draped an arm over Apollo's stomach.
That sounds perfect.
So they did. Apollo would eventually have to address what the evening meant for himself, why he'd felt so restored by controlling another, and whether he should stay the course or find counseling or some shit. He'd also have to schedule a date, maybe an arcade or an escape room or something. But that could wait a few hours. For now, he would lie here, with Clavier, content.